Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 6. Gaining God, to be transformed by God for the purpose of God. Wednesday related verses. Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them like those who lift off the yoke on their jaws, and I gently caused them to eat. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. But in all these things we more than conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Jehovah appeared to me from afar, saying, Indeed, I have loved you with an eternal love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Romans chapter 5, verses 5 and 8. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Verse 8. But God commends his own love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, 16 and 19. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Verse 16, And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Verse 19, We love because he first loved us. Suggested reading. The phrase, with cords of a man, with bands of love, indicates that God loves us with his divine love, not on the level of divinity, but on the level of humanity. God's love is divine, but it reaches us in the cords of a man. That is, through Christ's humanity. The cords through which God draws us include Christ's incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. It is by all these steps of Christ in his humanity that God's love in his salvation reaches us. Apart from Christ, God's everlasting love, his unchanging, subduing love could not be prevailing in relation to us. God's unchanging love is prevailing because it is a love in Christ, with Christ, by Christ, and for Christ. Because of God's unchanging love for us and the fact that Christ has accomplished everything on our behalf, neither tribulation nor persecution can suppress or defeat us. Rather, in all these things, we more than overcome and conquer through him who loved us. The love of God is the source of his eternal salvation. This love is in Christ and has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Nothing can separate us from this love of God. In God's salvation, this love to us has become the love of Christ, which does many marvelous things for us through the grace of Christ, until God's complete salvation is accomplished in us. These marvelous things provoke God's enemy to attack us with all kinds of sufferings and calamities. However, because of our response to the love of God in Christ, these attacks have become benefits to us. Hence, we more than conquer in all our afflictions and calamities. By the end of chapter 8, Romans has covered the first half of God's salvation in Christ. This salvation has saved us to the extent that, on the one hand, we are in God's acceptance, enjoying the source of this salvation, which is God's love in Christ, from which we cannot be separated by any person, matter, or thing. And on the other hand, we are in God's life, being conformed by the Lord's Spirit to reach the ultimate goal of this salvation, that is, to enter into the incomparable divine glory and be glorified together with God. In his all-transcending ascension, he became the head of all things, to be the head of the body of Christ. He was made the head of all things that he might be the head of the body. He also became the Lord and Christ, the leader of all the kings and Savior, our high priest in God's New Testament economy, the mediator of the new covenant, the surety of the better covenant, the paraclete, advocate, comforter of the New Testament believers, the New Testament believers' intercessor at the right hand of God and within them as well, and the heavenly minister. In eternity past, he was not all these items. He became all these items in his all-transcending ascension. The transformations of the eternal and triune God in his becoming a man are for the accomplishment of God's eternal economy. Such a vision should control, direct, and be our goal for our whole life until we see him.